Welcome back. Take a look at where markets ended a volatile week after the jobs report Friday and Jay Powell's comments that rates could go higher for longer. Economist and author of Mega Threats, 10 Dangerous Trends That Imperil Our Future and How to Survive Them, Nouriel Roubini has warned that markets this year are going to get hit with what he is calling a perfect storm. Recession, a debt crisis, and out-of-control inflation. He joins me now. Nouriel, it's wonderful to have you this weekend. Thanks so much for being here. Walk us through this perfect storm that you are expecting.
Well, the nature of both economic, monetary, and financial risk has changed a lot in the last 2-3 years. A couple of years ago, we were worried about lowflation and deflation. Now we're worrying about inflation. A couple of years ago, we were worried there was too much savings, not enough demand, secular stagnation. Now we have to worry about stagflation, recession, and inflation. A couple of years ago, we were worried that interest rates were too low. And now they are rising because of inflation and with large stocks of private and public debt. Eventually, debt ratios may become unsustainable. We were worried about hyper-globalization. Now we have to worry about deglobalization, balkanization of global supply chains, fragmentation, protectionism. And a couple of years ago, you had the everything bubble. We were worried about an asset and a credit bubble and a boom and a bubble in asset prices. Now there has been the beginning of a bust and a crash. And there is a risk there'll be more of it. So even the economic, monetary, and financial risk are very different from what we had them 2 or 3 years ago.
Nouriel, do you think the catalyst here is the Federal Reserve raising interest rates? We are about a year from when the Fed started this process of raising interest rates. The Fed started on March 17th, a year ago, raising rates by 25 basis points. We've got several more meetings, and we heard Jay Powell on Capitol Hill this week suggest that we're going to see many more rate hikes to come, and he may look at 50 basis points versus 25 basis points for the next one. Have we felt the real true impact of this string of rate hikes yet?
Not yet, because there are these long and variable lags. It takes about 12 to 18 months until you reach the impact of this tightening of monetary policy on real economic activity. And real economic activity has started to soften, but not enough. Unfortunately, I feel that the Fed will have to raise rates at least by 50 basis points next time around, and have to push the Fed funds rates to at least 6%. Previously, they thought they could stop at 5.25. The problem with that is that with interest rates this high and debt ratios high, you're going to have a significant correction further in equity markets. Bond yields are going to go higher. Credit spreads are going to go higher. So you'll have financial distress. And what has happened with Silicon Valley Bank is an example of the losses on bond portfolios that you obtain where yields are higher and the price is lower. But that's going to also cause a hard landing of the economy. And a hard landing of the economy is going to make debt defaults in the private sector larger, and greater debt defaults are going to imply a greater economic contraction. So the two are going to feed on each other. So either we fight inflation and we cause a hard landing and a financial crash, or if we don't do that, if we wimp out, if we blink, then there is a de-anchoring of inflation and inflation expectation. The wage and price spiral becomes worse, and we end up like the 70s with inflation and recession, stagflation. So unfortunately, the damage has already been done by decades of having mistaken economic policies on the monetary, on the fiscal, and otherwise. And either we're facing a hard landing or we're facing inflation.
Yeah, and, you know, the higher rates just made everything that much worse. I mean, we're talking about the president's budget this weekend. And what did the what did the Committee for a Responsible Budget tell us is that we're going to see interest payments of $10 trillion, just interest payments on the debt that we hold because of higher rates. Nouriel, you're expecting the stock market to react to this. Are you expecting a significant sell-off in stocks? And do you see anywhere to hide? If I'm an investor and I'm fully invested right now, what do I do?
Well, the president's budget is a political one. It's not going to be passed. Hopefully, there will be a compromise on the budget, because if it's not, we're going to have a looming crisis on the debt ceiling, and that will be terrible for the markets. My main worry is that inflation is going to remain higher than otherwise, because you have wage inflation, because you have the service sector this hot. If that happens, then for markets, this year is going to be like last year. When inflation is high and rising, equities, of course, are hurt because the discount factor on those dividends and these long bond yields is higher. But higher bond yields imply lower price of bonds. So any 60-40 portfolio that usually, if you do well on equities, you do poorly on bonds and vice versa, that implies inflation low. When inflation is rising, you lose money on the equity side of your portfolio and you lose money on the bond side of your portfolio. So what happened last year with massive losses on equities and on bonds, in my view, is likely to continue this year.
Well, we're talking about some of the worst weeks for markets since September, Nouriel, in terms of the volatility that we saw this week because of Jay Powell's commentary. What is the most important factor that we need to look for as this market reacts to this slowing economy?
Well, we certainly have to see whether inflation is going to fall or not, because otherwise the Fed will have to keep hiking rates. Unfortunately, I think that commodity markets are going to remain tight, in part for geopolitical reasons. Labor costs are going to keep on rising, and that's going to increase wage inflation and service inflation. But I'd say that the key thing that you have to keep in mind is geopolitics. This brutal Russian invasion of Ukraine with the spring is going to get worse. That could lead to other shocks to energy market, food and fertilizer prices, industrial metals. The fact that China is reopened is going to increase the demand for commodities. And the looming tail risk that I don't think is priced by the market is that there is, in my view, more than a 50% probability that this year Israel is going to strike Iran. Iran at this point is a threshold nuclear state. They're on the verge of having enough enriched uranium to build a bomb. At this point, Israel cannot wait.
Dr. Nouriel Roubini, always a pleasure to see you, sir. Thanks so much.